Welcome to the New Testament Closer Walk podcast from Walk Through the Bible. This podcast is a daily adventure that will guide you on a life-changing journey through the New Testament in 1 year. Join us every day as we listen through the entire New Testament, along with a short devotional and thoughts from great Christian leaders of the past that will help bring the New Testament alive for you today. It's a closer walk with Jesus through God's Word. For more free resources, including a daily worship from the heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. In the presence of the King, where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? Matthew 2:2. How far is it from St. Louis to Kansas City? About 200 miles if you're going in the right direction, and about 25,000 miles if you're not. Whether the goal is to bake a cake, put together a child's Christmas toy, or like the wise men in Matthew 2, find the Christ child, the need is the same: good directions and the willingness to follow them carefully. F.B. Meyer offers this insight into the importance of hearing and heeding God's directions. Walk with F.B. Meyer, an English pastor who cared for the needy. God comes to men in the spheres in which they are most familiar, to the shepherds in the fields, to the wise men by a sign in the heavens. God knows just where to find us, and in turn provides all we need to find and worship Him. When we follow God's guidance, we may be sure that He will not fail to bring us to our goal. He who brings us out will also bring us in. The wise men, prostrating themselves before the newborn babe, were the first of a great procession down through the centuries, who have followed them to the same spot. We cannot fathom the mystery, but we, like they, can adore and present our gifts, for indeed He is worthy. Today's New Testament reading is Matthew chapter 2.
Matthew 2. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way. And the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route. When they had gone, an angel of the Lord appeared to Joseph in a dream. "Get up," he said, "take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt. Stay there until I tell you, for Herod is going to search for the child to kill him." So he got up, took the child and his mother during the night, and left for Egypt, where he stayed until the death of Herod. And so was fulfilled what the Lord had said through the prophet, "Out of Egypt I called my son." When Herod realized that he had been outwitted by the Magi, he was furious, and he gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and its vicinity who were 2 years old and under, in accordance with the time he had learned from the Magi. Then what was said through the prophet Jeremiah was fulfilled. "A voice is heard in Ramah, weeping and great mourning, Rachel weeping for her children and refusing to be comforted because they are no more." After Herod died, an angel of the Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph in Egypt and said, Get up, take the child and his mother, and go to the land of Israel. For those who are trying to take the child's life are dead." So he got up, took the child and his mother, and went to the land of Israel. But when he heard that Archelaus was reigning in Judea in place of his father Herod, he was afraid to go there. Having been warned in a dream, he withdrew to the district of Galilee. And he went and lived in a town called Nazareth. So was fulfilled what was said through the prophets, that he would be called a Nazarene.
The road of life can be a baffling route, indeed smooth at times, but sometimes full of potholes. One day a well-marked expressway, the next a maze of detours. But your Heavenly Father has provided a roadmap to the Bible to keep you moving in the right direction. Dotting the pages of the Bible like signposts along the way are promises to encourage you, warnings to protect you, and commands to detour you from danger. By following it daily, you, like the wise men, will come safely to your destination, and you too will fall down and worship. Thank you for joining us today. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss a single episode as we take a closer walk through the New Testament in 1 year. For more free resources, including a daily Worship from the Heart text, go to walkthrough.org/ntpod. That's walkthru.org/ntpod. Walk through the Bible. Take a walk. Change the world.